Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on, I can't even watch the game. Play, this is not a watch party.
Watch party? Who said party? As in party party.
Let's check the replay.
This What Really Happened replay is brought to you by Progressive. One thing no one would challenge, protecting your home and auto with Progressive.
My bad.
Should I pull forward a touch?
Hope he's got Progressive.
Sorry, that topiary came out of nowhere.
Hey, everybody. If you want to have a watch party with more videos like this, click over here.
And keep the guest list under 100.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming, due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Doghouse. Give me some of that G-shit, Goldilocks. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Check this out, y'all. We got Snoop Dogg in the house tonight with the homeboy Trey D. Wainiac, Triplo, and Goldie. Forte from the Bay. What you say? We got Snoop Dogg in the house tonight with the homeboy Trey D. Wainiac, Triplo, and Goldie. Forte from the Bay. We do this like every day.
Did you get the dank? Did you get the dank? Yeah, I got the dank. You got the gas on the tank? VIP status. Don't need an apparatus. Cause the niggas I fuck with, they all about the caps. Down in Yellow Brick Road, my destination, the doghouse. Coastin' Remy, fillin' Jimmy's, we going all out. Looking for the wizard, creeping through the fog. Got some badass bitches, headed to the players ball. They gon' be stripping and wiggling ass. Hope you brought your player pass. Trady Goldie half dead, the twins blaze sack. Bigger than big every day in LA. Folks, hey, representing for the whole damn JB.
Doghouse, turning it out. And if you ain't dope, you got to get the fuck out. That's on the O-G-D-P. And that's how it is when you fucking with me.
Don't matter how you come, use all angles. Ties become tangled when the cutthroat strangles. My hook up the Lone Ranger. Better float like a nationwide sky pager. Some hoes save us, talk about being players. On the real, we can deal with your player haters. We hit the spot, every city got a block. What you make it when you take it to a different type of level that it pops. Know the dog keep the hip rock, steady banging. Hoes steady singing from the gang that we claiming. It's Wainiac, the maniac. Trip low, won't you spit that rap? Park my shit and jump out, I'm at the homie spot. To see if he flowing me up to the doghouse. Hit the weedy lighting, outside little niggas is fighting. This bomb, I'm liking. Holla at my folks I know up in the complex. Nigga ready to ride as soon as he get dressed. Now we ready to roll, hit the soul, then the carpool lane. Once again it's on, big deepin', remind me of Zenobia's place. Ladies all over the place, a nigga super lace, how we like it. Sagging in my 501s, chillin' my lungs, keepin' these homies and bitches on
we
one.
We got Snoop Dogg in the house tonight with the homeboy Trey G. Wainiac, Triplo, and Goldie. Forte from the Bay. What you say? We got Snoop Dogg in the house tonight with the homeboy Trey D. Wainiac, Triplo, and Goldie. Forte from the Bay. We do this every day.
Man, I got warrants, bad tags, still saying fuck it. Headed up the doghouse, swerving in the bucket. Puffing on some bomb from my Conrad Blue. And got my little bitch catching contact too. House shoes with the blue khaki suit, my locs on. Swooping to some Superfly, getting my smoke on. Nigga Goldie Loke got the heat on roasted. Forte on this way, plus the twins is posted. About to set it off, bet it's off the hook. Straight crooks, getting money off the books. Making nothing but the gangster shit that niggas loving. Thugging at the house party, fuck going clubbing.
Dog house, turning it out. And if you ain't dope, you got to get the fuck out. That's on the O-G-D-P. And that's how it is when you fucking
let
with
me hear you say pimps, banks, hustlers. Let's all get the money to murder these motherfuckers. Cocksuckers, they can't stop us. Now put up your choppers, just in case they rolling with them coppers. I shut them down, dog pound for them bitches. I be seeing you snitches every time I'm hitting switches. Ice skating over ditches.
I'm true to the game, plus I'm out to get the riches. I be bobbing down the road trying to bag up my baggage. I'm sagging so hard, I'm tearing up the back of my khakis. I'm trying to reach my dog, Dirty Red, but that coke won't let me know which way to go. I'm moving slow. My chucks only come with 100 miles of walking, 100 miles of running, smelling funny, and I'm gunning, nigga. Dog pound gangsta crip for life, and we gon' party in this motherfucker all damn night.
We
nigga.
Got Snoop Dogg in the house tonight with the homeboy Trey D. Wainiac, Triplope, and Goldie. Forte from the Bay. What you say? We got Snoop Dogg in the house tonight with the homeboy Trey D. When he got Triplope and Goldie. Forte from the Bay. We do this like Ed Day.
Welcome, 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 welcome once again, again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to WBN and Air broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, featuring the Boston Chronicle. The calling number is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by none other than the Gozi Time Entertainment. Good evening, everybody. Many of you have a notion to want to know that voice, that person behind the voice of the Boston Chronicles. Well, that voice is a mixture of every voice, every mind in the world that has come through and then entertained this show and listened and spoke on this show. That is why the Boston Chronicles is the chapters of Jeffrey Sanders, Mr. Boston. A whole world of discovery, written and yet discovered. And then the chapters become Jeffrey Sanders, also known as Mr. Boston and the Boston Chronicle. I am what I am, and I am exactly what the creator had designated me to be and do. And I give praise to that God of my own understanding for what he has shed light upon and upon me, upon my path and my walk through these doors of Ngozi Time Entertainment, and give me the knowledge and wisdom and understanding to bring forth to you what I have over the course of, I think, 2 years of being here with O and Chinchilla Jones and the entire platform of Ngozi Time Entertainment. And boy, what I thank all of you people for is being there for me in my times of sickness and my times of trouble. And all I have to say to the listening audience is thank you for the outpouring of love and support. And to my CEO, Brother O, and to my executive CEO, Chinchilla Jones, those constant phone calls sustains me. Most of you are, you can't be described. You can't be labeled because you do things that normal people do, but then you do things that normal people don't do. And I appreciate you 100%. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, Welcome to another VNN, the Gozy Time Entertainment, featuring the Boston Chronicles. So let's get it on. Let's get it on. The Gozy Time Entertainment and Brother O, are you in the building tonight?
Yeah. Pimp shit. Pimp shit. Nigga say his bitch took him to coke, but child support.
Sucker shit.
It's cheaper to keep her.
Cheaper to keep
her. That's real talk.
Cheaper to keep her.
Cheaper to keep her.
Cheaper to keep her.
That's real talk. Cheaper to keep her.
Right now, if you don't think I know what the fuck I'm talking about,
what you talking about?
Come down to the doghouse.
Come on, come on now.
For your own two-eyed bitches, try to pull snake moves to get a piece of the pie.
Piece of the pie.
It's impossible to stop a hoe, so let her go and get the dough. Lead the way or step aside, break a bit till the day I die.
Check me out, no doubt. I flip the game and reroute. I check it in with Magic Man Juan, a pimp and Ken. I just got back from Milwaukee, the All-Star game. Not the NBA, Nick. I'm talking real player shit, man. Max, ballers, hustlers, and prostitutes. On the real, my nigga, you got to get the loot. And if you got to shoot to get the loot, then I guess you got to do what you got to do. But know this, for sure, this something for real. From a 50-cent nigga to a $1,000 nigga. Fuck George Bush, the Army, and the GI. Nigga, this P.I. until I die.
Now if you don't think I know what the fuck I'm talking about,
what you talking about?
Come down to the doghouse and see for your own two-eyed bitches try to pull snake moves to get a piece of the pie.
Found out about both of these bitches. Now don't get mad when you see me with your girlfriend. She ride shotgun, smoking the damn thing again. Now say it ain't true. Baby, you can't complain. It ain't no ring on you. That ain't what I do. Just because I spent time with you don't really mean I'm lying to you. You got to understand what this young pimp is saying. Cause right about now, it ain't no time to clean. Now watch me slap your ass with this, bitch. You was strictly dickly. Why you turn quickly? That's even better. Now both of you bitches lick me. Then I sit back and watch y'all eat bust me. Kick off my beat and count my cheese. Look, this ain't the XFL. It's the B-I-M-P. Look, she thinks she's burnt out. Wait until I put her on the fast track and have her turned out.
If you don't think I know what the fuck I'm talking about,
what you talking about?
Come down to the doghouse.
Come on
and see for your own two-eyed bitches try to pull snake moves to get a piece of the pie. A piece of the pie.
Little pretty skinny ass bitch, but she got money. I know she sucks dicks cause her lips nice and puffy. But she got the wrong thought and kinda got me turned off. Must be why she sweating me, that ecstasy she gone off. For real, hold on, know I'm about that thriller. I peel her like a sun kiss for coming with that dumb shit. Big keeps the P.I. popping for sure. Other suckers tend to love her, we just cop them and blow. Hoes come, hoes go, whole money is slow. So keep a foot up in the ass unless a dick in the throat. Main rule, bitch, to do what I make you do. And keep your eyes on my face while I'm lacing you. You like sex and shit and get naked quick, you little reckless bitch. I'm gonna check them chips and bring every penny back home to dad. You know, and pull a couple of more hoes, you know they wanna get
back. Now if you don't think I know what the fuck I'm talking about,
what you talking about?
Come down to the doghouse and see for your own two-eyed bitches try to pull snake moves to get a piece of the pie.
It's impossible to stop a hoe, so let her go and get the dough. Lead the way, step aside, break a bitch to the day I die.
You know, in life, there's a lot of things that go on in other people's lives, and we try to hide them and we don't talk about them, and it goes along with relationships and family relationships and brother and sister relationships and sister, brother, cousin relationships. But when you walk out into the world and you have an unwholesome relationship or a toxic relationship, and it tends to eat at you and it tends to chip at you because we hold those animosities inside of us and it turns us into monsters. And so when it turns you into a monster, instead of acting out like a monster, you go to pencil and paper. So this is one that comes out of my past from back in the day. And because I don't have my computer with me, I'm going to have to try to recite this thing from the mind directly to you. When somebody can pick your flaws like a vulture, picking over roadkill, yet when you bring the most important things about relationships, boundaries in relationships and their flaws, they change the narrative. They want to argue everything, then use the relationship as a weapon. Turn the relationship into nuclear fusion, which causes confusion, and the atom bomb explodes, and the relationship explodes. Yet a man continues to fight for that relationship because he attempts to show her something, but she forwards into belligerence for whatever reason. Because it is a defense mechanism that has always given her protection. Others back down because they were boys. Me, never. I swallowed the nuclear fusion and fission like words that become the thunder of a recognition of mine to go back to the table and reevaluate my mind. What's mine is mine, and whatever it may be, fight to keep it at all costs, being abused and being treated as what you be, a man. Just be aware that boundaries are the most difficult to preserve, so you must always be in the forefront of boundaries. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another WBNN show brought to you by Negotiating Time Entertainment and DJ Oladisky. Now, as we continue to rise from the pages and the chapters of Jeffrey Sanders, what I want you to understand is to listen and pay attention to the words that come from out of my mouth, because these places and spaces are teaching spaces to have fun and learn and gather in wisdom. So let me talk to think about back in the day when I used to kick it with Tupac and Ice-T. Let me talk real days when real shit, now all the talk is about money, hoes, and bitches. Steadily killing each other, how you exchange bullets with people you was cool with. And let me talk, black man. It's time you sit your ass down and listen now. The oppressor don't have to do no killing. Look at the black man who keeps creating deadly situations and we keep blaming the white man. See, you don't realize you in direct duplicity with him because he's holding your own neighborhood hostage. You rob, steal, and kill your own people and simply destroy the youth. Fire to be gangster just like you. Drug dealers, pimps, and swindlers so they can run around and say they got gang. Got your baby mamas on a pole in the club looking for some thug love. But since you're not taking care of her and your children, she's sneaking out in the parking lot, being in the back of a Lexus, spread wide open for a dollar. Black man, you have to step up and stop blaming the white man. You need to be a man, period. Our priorities compromise that we hate to admit it. Stop blaming the white man. The truth already bent. We bent it in ourselves. White people held us back. Now we hindering ourselves. y'all sleep when I was screaming.
Are y'all woke yet? Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to have a track from the world renowned number one DJ, the legend, Brother O.
Give it up, nigga. You know what's happening. Lil' Goatee Loco keep the doghouse crack-a-lackin'. We using dubs for the subs and 15s for the tweeters. Posted up by the tray like gangster with the heaters. Gang bangin' is my shit, nigga. And you still gon' be my homie if I get a little bigger. Fuck a bitch, never switch is my motto. And if you disagree with me, watch out for my hollow. Booyaka, booyaka, that's the sound from my cannon. Quick to leave a motherfucker dead right where you're standing. You wanna roll with the dogs? But you can't, he's too busy riding nuts, fool. Get out the paint.
We came to give you what the fuck you want.
Bang, bang.
We came to give you what the fuck you want.
Give it to him, dog. Bang, bang. Bang, bang.
Five, 15, 20, 25, 30, you're bound to get dirty. You heard it, was furry, birdies for Herbie and Scrappy. That nigga lying, doggone and slappy. That's probably how rumors get started. See niggas be yapping off at the mouth and don't be having their heart in. Sucker, that's probably why I stay in the hills and let my pit bulls smash. Show niggas that feel. I owe them something, dog. Throw me something, nigga. Throw me something. Shit, I'm doing better than you. And I ain't even faking the frontin'. So, quit the hatin'. Fuck, I start dumping. I jumpin'. The 850 and smash on out. Meet me and Goldie Lowe at the doghouse. Smoke out. Hennessy and plenty weed. With more bitches. Four bitches. Some cold bitches. Come on,
we cold fishes. Known pimpin'. With no simpin'. Stone crippin'. Low clippin'. Foes drippin'. Wet for my set. Check my rep on my back. Ex-felon, never tellin'. Represented to death. Pack my flag with khakis at that extra sack. Mad dog in every last motherfucker I pass. Never ask what I match with the tray on my neck. And my status been a classic, I stay on the set. Let it rain, let it drip, turn and change the chips. Never nervous, stay in service from this gangster shit. Full time on the grind, never mind the danger. Gunslinger, gangbanger, Long Beach mangler. Bring her the noise like the real McCoys. Niggas talk shit, walk quicker, feel the toys. We in this business to win, this whatever the cost. Goldie Lowe, Snoop and Trey D, you never the cross, motherfuckers.
Yeah, dog, these fools tried to put me in a little doo-lo twist, homie. But,
yeah, they definitely got
yeah,
what they came.
You know what happened. Dog, you damn sure nigga. Know what happened.
We came to give you what the fuck you want.
Give it to him, dog. Yeah. Bang, bang. Bang, bang. Give it to him,
we came to give you what the fuck
yeah.
You want.
Eastside. Eastside. Yeah. Nigga, yeah, wolf, doghouse, oh, that's funky right there, go, you know, that's funky, yeah, we're gonna ride out on that right there, put that purple in the air, yeah, ride on.
All right, y'all. All right.
Y'all know what? Let me tell y'all something. Okay? Let me tell y'all something. Welcome to another goddamn WBNN. And live, you know what, prayer, from where? We're broadcasting from Nigeria, live on air. But what y'all need to do is y'all need to call in on this number. 516-453-913-3. And join the conversation brought to you by none other than Ngozi Time Entertainment. And listen very carefully. Ngozi and his entertainment group is brought to you live, the Boston Chronicle. And I'm your host, Jeffrey Sanders, bringing you the chapters of Mr. Boston. So with that being said, I am going to do something on relationships, and then I'm going to bring in. So listen very carefully, because a lot of us need to know
about relationships. So we're going to talk about relationships, and let's talk about the right relationships. Sometimes they're different and difficult. At times, the past blocks a good relationship. Mm-mm-mm. If you fell in love with the storm, do you really think you would get out unscathed? Relationships could be something like the space between us feels uncomplicated and happy. A good relationship is where things just work. They work because whatever the list of qualities, whatever the reason, you happen to be really good together. And if you're not comfortable enough with yourself or with your own truth when entering this type of relationship, then you're not ready for me, and you're not ready for a relationship. In a strong relationship, you should love your companion more than you need them. And that's the MPs. And that's what the word said. Love your companion like you love your neighbor and like you love your mother. And if you can recognize that and maintain that with your partner, you have a good relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm bringing in my first caller. Caller number one, you are now in the Boston Chronicle room. Who do I have on the line? Please state your name.
Hi, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Jerry, my baby. You know I'm coming to your show next week. You
all
know
right,
I'm coming to clown.
Right.
You know
right.
I'm coming to clown. So you be ready for the clown. And I ain't going to look like Bozo or Jack in the Box either.
Wait a minute, baby. Do you know who my guest is?
Say that again.
Do you know who my guest is going to be?
No, I do not.
Well,
not yet. But I'll do more research.
No,
okay.
I'm going to tell everybody. Brian Hyland, the song Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini Baby. It's him.
Okay. Okay.
And Brother O and I both met him and went backstage at one of his concerts.
Okay.
Yes. How cool is that?
Mm.
So,
girl,
all right,
look here. I got to give it to you, Jerry. I got to give it to you, Jerry. I have to give it to you. You are standing ovation. You are a standing ovation product of WBNN. You are a standing ovation product of yourself because you put in the work to get your shows masterfully dedicated to this platform. I appreciate you.
And I appreciate you too, and thank you for that.
Mm.
So now, I've been listening. I've been listening to you. You said two topics. I've got two poems in my book. I don't know which one to read. One of them is Unlikeliness of Love, and you were talking about relationships, and then you were talking about, you know, the white man, the black man, and I wrote a poem called I Hear You, Now Hear Me. Which one do you want me to read?
I'm going to tell you something right now. I want you to read both of them. How about that?
Okay. All right. One of them is short and one of them is long, so I'll do my best, okay? All right.
Okay. All right. Do your thing.
Unlikeliness of love. The unlikeliness of love to me is really rare. Life sometimes throws us curves. Life sometimes seems unfair. But we do get back what we put out. Let's be positive. Don't live with doubt. The year is 2023. As I look back, compassion and unity is what we lack. Judging and rudeness, racist and greed, lacking respect we seem to breed. Where is the love we should be showing? Where is the love we should be knowing? We look for love in all the wrong places. Love should be shining in everyone's faces. A baby is born not knowing hate. That there is taught and needs to deflate. Then as adults, we don't know our worth. Hurt people all over this earth. Sometimes love finds us, cures all, and clears up that fuzz. You can't love another till you love you first. Once you can do that, your heart will then burst. The man in the mirror, he speaks the truth. Please stop seeking that fountain of youth. Happiness does not lie within your youth and looks. It's not in money or things or even in handbooks. If you can look him in the eye and sleep at night in peace, then you know you have arrived. Happiness will increase. Our values got lost. Common sense disappeared. Our morals got tainted, twisted, and feared. Not sure what's happened, but let's get on track, helping each other, brown, red, white, or black. We all do crave love. That's how we were made. Evil brought in hate. Our goodness swayed. A healthy outlook begins with you. A life fulfilled is up to you, too. Maintain a balance in all that you do. Your sanity, my friend, is all up to you. Our relationships, our job, finances, and our views. Contentment in our lives depends on what we choose. So know your worth. It all starts there. Some use meditation. Others use prayer. You are in charge of life choices you make. Keeping them healthy is your journey to take. So put on a smile and fake it at first. I promise you this, a real smile will burst. If you're looking to find what life's destined to be, it's all up to you, friend, because you own the key. I think that's good, Boston, because you know what? I think it says everything.
Wow. You know, I had to pick up my bottle of water and drink because I was like, whoa. And then you know what? Let me tell you something.
All right.
Let me tell you something. Most of us in life, we hate, we love, we do things, but you know, we scare our own self because we do things out of fear.
Yes.
Because, you know, fear is a big factor in life. And it was instilled in us long before we passed 3 years old, you know, and we exacerbate that fear into something that it really not. And fear makes us do things that we really don't want to do. And fear shuts us up. And fear makes us speak out. And fear makes us do dirty things to other people.
Mm-hmm.
If we could ever find that right combination in the esoteric realm, if we could step into the cone of life and cut the corners off the circle of life and come together and be one, we can overcome all of that fear. See, fear's power is in people who give fear energy. And if we could get in, be in that circle where we can extract that power from fear and turn it into positivity, we can defeat fear on a daily basis.
Amen.
And
heck,
that's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
Heck,
that's
yeah.
Real. Yes, that is real. That is so real, you know. And Jerry, I study a lot of things, and I study in a very deep fashion. I study ancient history. I study esoteric numbers. I study esoteric mathematics. You know. I study a lot of things from my art to the Emerald Tablets of Thoth to the Sumerian scrolls. I study a lot of things. And believe me when I say I study a lot of things, I study a lot of things. And then I try to match it to what's going on today in our world. You know what I'm saying? And some of the things that is happening now is written in those scrolls, believe it or not. You just believe what I've discovered.
Yes,
you wouldn't
believe
what I've discovered. And fear is the major factor of why this earth has gone wrong.
That's right.
And it's just like, wow. Okay. I'm going to give you back to Mike.
Okay. So right. I'm going to read just bits and pieces of this poem because it's very long, okay? And, you know, I can say this. I can read this with pride. My daughter-in-law is black. My granddaughter is part black. So I can read this with pride, and it comes from my heart, okay? It's called I Hear You, Now Hear Me. I Hear You, Now Hear Me, Open Our Eyes So We Can See. An artist by trade, all colors I see, all are so pretty to someone like me. People of color, I want you to know how most of us think, so here I go. Because of our ages, only know what's been told. We were taught in school the lies that they sold. History is history. I don't understand. Taught differently depending on man? We can't change the past. We weren't to blame. Our forefathers in charge, on them is the shame. If you live in the North or live in the South, conflicts on history by word of mouth. We're all taught lies, back then and now. People of color, this is how. White people were told Columbus was great till I met true natives who set me straight. Are you kidding me? He murdered you. He raped all your kids too. To this very day, still have few rights ripped at their core by mostly whites. The Holocaust, not too far back, my parents' lifetime, was this attack. Jewish people tortured and killed. They started over, then they rebuild. 17th and 18th centuries from Africa, people were sold. Brought to us, not human, they were told. The white man used and abused, owned and traded their lives. Their rights were taken away, stories found in archives. I hear you, now please hear me. 13th Amendment in 1865 was made to set you free. We were taught and, yes, misled to now believe slavery is dead. I hear you, now please hear me. Most of us today, no color we see. Yes, they're racist, a very, very bad man. Understand we cannot repeat history again. Even 4th of July, which we never knew, celebrating independence from British rule. While we fought freedom just for the whites, blacks were enslaved, stripped of their rights. Now, how hypocritical this seems to me. How did this happen? How could it be? I hear you, now you hear me. I did research so I could see. I almost said, screw it, won't celebrate again, but realize the date we started back then. So I'm going to go a little bit forward, okay, because this is so long. I'm just going to go a little bit forward for you. Okay. Riots and targeting anyone in sight makes you wrong. It won't make you right. If you protest in peace, like Martin Luther did, 1968 he died protesting what they did. Over 50 years ago, Martin set the stage to stop all the violence, let peaceful acts engage. I hear you, now please hear me. I think the world is ready. If you truly want to be heard, protest with peace, fast and steady. Yes, it's time. The lies are killed. The truth must now prevail. The way to open up our eyes, march forth in peace, to no avail. Does racism still exist? Unfortunately, it does, but those ignorant people don't represent most of us. That's a little bit of it for you.
Mm. You know, Jerry, let me tell you something so you'll know. You see, everybody blames the white man for slavery, and they blame them as the culprits of slavery. They blame them as the culprit of slave trade in Africa. Yet do you know, and I'm going to tell you a piece of history that many don't know because many do not understand and they don't research.
Even black men had slaves.
Yeah, let me tell you. Yes. King Leopold from the Congo allowed the Dutch, the French, the Spanish to come in and create the slave trade. But slavery was going on long before the Dutch and the French and all of them people went to Africa. They only picked up on what the Africans were already doing. You understand?
Mm. Yes.
So King Leopold allowed them to do it, but he told them, and it's still as it is today, the slaves from any part of the land of Africa, but you cannot touch the Congo. And if you look at history from the time of King Leopold to the time of now, white man has not went into the Congo because they cannot go into the Congo. You understand?
Yeah.
So we need to stop blaming the white people for the slave trade. They only added to it. because and we need to understand something, that every race of people on the face of this earth has been a slave at one time or another, from the white people to the Chinese to the Japanese to the blacks to the Spaniards to everybody else. So we need to really, we really need to study so the truth can be planted, so we can stop saying that the white man was responsible for slave trade. The white man was not responsible for the slave trade. What the white man was responsible for is the international trade of a slave. You understand? That's what that is. Okay. But with that being said, I'm gonna say this to you, Jerry Petito. I see you without color. I see you saran wrap. I see you. I see you without color. Attack, if you will. I won't fight you physical. I will defeat you without color. But with mind, have a beautiful, colorful day. Now realize you've been beaten without color. PMP. Mm-hmm. And that was just was just something I just came up with just a while ago. you see, this is what I'm talking about. You inspire. You understand? You inspire. You inspire. And you keep on doing what you're doing. Because and you said that your daughter-in-law is black and your granddaughter is black. And you know what? Let me tell you. All of my children, all four of my children are mixed. My oldest daughter is Indian and black. My other two daughters is Filipino and black. My son is Italian and black.
That's
you
my
understand?
Granddaughter.
Yeah, you know. So I know when I heard, when I first heard your name, Jerry Petito, I said, that's Italian. That is Italian, without a doubt. I've been all over in Italy, and let me tell you something. I've been to Anzio Beach in Italy, and my God, you're talking about something beautiful, a beautiful place to go.
Yep.
If you ever get a chance to go to Anzio, go. You
I was
learn...
in Italy with my dad. He's from there, and we went back before he died, yes.
Yeah, I've been there on a number of occasions. So, anyway, Jerry, you know, you continue to march. You continue to do what you do because you are such a force. And I don't know if you realize it, but you are such a force. And then the Goldie Time Entertainment platform, you are such a force. And you do, and I see you put a lot of effort in the thing. Yes, you do. And I have to praise you for those. You know, if nobody else told you they love you today, I love you today.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you too. Now we're about to have a track from the world, internationally known, number one DJ in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go, Brother O is in the building.
Insiders. Come out and play. Insiders, come out and play.
Peace, lock, 1-5-2. Peace, lock, 1-5-2. We're gonna show you motherfuckers what's happening. Friday. Coming in the front and center, say your name and gang. Yeah, the meat slides back when we came to bang. Giving it up, pistols and chucks, rags hanging. Strictly insane that we do the damn thing.
It's the big bad east side rolling. Now how many blocks we control? 20211719 and a motherfucking guy.
Myrtle block to the swamp, front of grandmama house. Elm Street, 12th Street, all brands knock them out. Stay deep, brain deep, main streets the moves. Young G's, little G's, casualties of war. So we push the turn, steady pussy work. Niggas love seeing thugs, so we look for dirt. Where the shit don't stop, and them 6-4's hot. If you just get socked, wanna trip, get dropped.
All black with a little bit of gold. And let me show you motherfuckers how to be shy, bro. Foot to the pedal, heavy
for your book out. Peachy love ghettos. I'm about to make this shit crack. We got straps in this bitch. I got something on the back. Telling you motherfuckers, damn, it ain't no bang when you bang with the dog pan.
I love it.
The way the homies come through, all blue. Nigga, what y'all want to do?
I love it.
We got hoes to the left, platinum on our chest. Nigga, yep, yep.
I love it.
Can't stop, won't stop. So what that LBC lie?
I love it.
We do the damn thing all night. Better yet, four lies.
I love it. We keeping that shit cheap. Cause that's all I see. I love it. We always gon' roll. And I can stay way too deep. Trey D, go deep. Snoop Deuces and Trey. Still giving to that ass the old-fashioned way. From the LBC where them shells be many. Wannabes on their knees trying to beef with a chisel. Hey, low, I represent the shit. Don't stop. Fuck the paramedics and the crooked ass cops. It's hard to maintain on the front line. Check this out, cuz I gotta get mine. Low rider, these shots coming with that G shit. Can you borrow some of this? Hell no, trick. I'm keeping that shit gangsta. Yeah, she walking on you French, nigga. We don't really give a man fuck, nigga. What? Get mad up, catch you coming out the cut. We ride, you ride, fuck them up. Better hope you on my side once I clutch and drop. My reactions are traction, fast and on action. Until I die east of side, I stay smashing. Representing this like it's meant to see. To the graveyard or the penitentiary.
I love it.
The way the homies come through, all blue. Nigga, what y'all want to do?
I love it.
We got hoes to the left, platinum on our chest. Nigga, yep, yeah.
I love it.
Can't stop, won't stop. So what that LBC lie?
I love it.
We do the damn thing all night. Better yet, four lies.
Brother Old is on that DJ. He turning them. He's spinning that vinyl like he had a party in California. You know what I'm saying? He make that party happen. But anyway, let me make my party happen because I'm going back to the Chronicles and let you know a little bit about me from the other side. So, ladies, listen carefully so you'll know. And if you're listening or you're paying attention, well, then you will know where I'll be coming from because I have the same amount of power that you have. After all the madness in the nose you keep handing me, about the art and the power between your thighs, I want to bring you to my table for once with something very different. But I don't think you will. Huh? I don't think you will like the poem or the song. But since I'm out here in the sky, the clouds, and I have no need to try to talk over you in view of my own factors, this time will come into its own and if unscathed by Genesis. But a daring adventurous when masculine stretches the feminine verbal paint like nature so complete. While she draws the masculine energy into enjoyed smiles, has distanced her masculine and her delight, and her blossom crowns his tree with pretty kindness, stilling and sealing his heart as he continuously measures the depth of her feminine architect from the depth of 100 plunges that spilled her feminine water table. Like stirred egg white, instead of spill her spiritual radiance into dawn to dusk, that twilight is to yield what was alien to twin virgins. As she whispers into him telepathically in order to discover the beauty of the vagina, one must understand the power in the art of how to appreciate the most powerful form of art, her vaginal artistry. And that's in the piece for that piece. All right, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know, sometimes I get a little, I don't know, some people say I get a little nasty. But, you know, I get a little nasty because sometimes that's what it takes to get the message across. And so I do what I do because I tell you all the time, you will learn a lot about me because I am very raw, very uncut, and I am a big proponent of free speech. And a lot of times people report me and I don't care. But like I said, I come back. And I come back even stronger. So let me just say this to each of you. If you do not like what I say, step away and stay away from what I do. Because I will not let you ruin my platform. I will not let you ruin the WBNN platform. I will technically bite your head off if you attempt to mess with this WBNN platform, if you mess with the Boston Chronicles platform. If you do, just be prepared for what might come your way. Because I respect the Gozy for what he does. I respect Dr. Tintilla for what she does for this platform. And I respect every single artist on this platform. So it is my duty and it is the duty of all of our artists on this platform to protect this platform. And it's called loyalty to the platform. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this. Something ain't right. When you know something is not right, when situation and spirit speaks out loud and do in a constant manner, something ain't right. I should always hope for truth and advocate for change. You should expect deception and consider the possibility that something ain't right. Always consider the possibility that those and words and actions do not reflect the genuine truth. Lies are generated to protect the first lie. Something ain't right. My past might actually be the reason I see clearly that something ain't right. You see, life affords situations and lessons, so a twin event don't happen. And if it does, then you know the parameters within that situation. Something ain't right. Truth must always precede confession, and an apology offered without a full acknowledgement of the truth is a concession. a tactic designed to disarm a perceived threat to a light toll. See, intuition and spirit is tandem. Pay attention to the lessons and peace. Now we have a caller in queue, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to bring in another caller. Caller, please state your name and step to the mic with Mr. Boston. Caller. Caller.
Call you live on the air.
Hello, Mr. Boston. It's Gina Storm. I was speaking while muted.
Gina Storm. Ladies and gentlemen, Gina, before you speak, let me put you on this pedestal. And you can come down if you want to, or you can fall down, or you can jump down, or you need, because the pedestal is so high, you need a parachute to land, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something about this woman that is about to step to the mic. Me and Gina Storm go so far back that I have to talk about Randy. Randy and Gina were the power couple in poetry. Miss him. Rest in peace, my brother. But Gina was always the stabilizer. And she's taught me a few things. I remember one time Gina told me, on my show to be exact, she said, just listen and pay attention. And ever since she told me that, I used those same exact words in some of my rights. Listen and pay attention. This woman has made me revamp a lot of things in my life. And because of her, my life has turned out a little better. Just like Brother O and like Chinchilla Jones. These people in my life are like platforms and they're like stabilizers. And Gina Storm is one of those stabilizers. Much praise to you, Gina. Love you to life. Much respect. And my respect goes deeper than these words that come, that proceed out of my mouth. So now the mic is yours. Gina?
Well, first I want to congratulate you on how beautiful you do what you do and you always have. You are a free-thinking, free-talking, poetic gemstone and pillar of this community. So you're a necessity and not an option, for one. Two, I feel like I've learned so many things. I used to feel like your shows would be a master class for me to be better at what it is that I do. Yeah, so iron sharpens iron.
Nah, Gina. Don't put that on me, Gina. Don't try to reverse that off on me.
Iron sharpens iron. You have made me stronger, better, faster, strong. I've gotten through things that I could not have gotten through if it weren't for you. I battled through poetry and depression at the same time, and my pen got me through that. But sometimes you would just say something or cook something, and it would make me happy, and I would be thinking, even if it's for a second, I'm going to take this smile. So I thank you for that.
I want to sit down one day, really. Matter of fact, this is what I'm going to ask you, and you let me know if you can do this or not.
December.
January, this is what I want to do because I want to bring the new year in right. I'm trying to get you and two other poets or poetess because I want a show to bring in the new year with three of the finest poets that we have. And I want to have them all on at the same time. So I'm working on that. And since you are here tonight, I am asking you personally
personally to be one of those people?
Well, I am accepting happily, and thank you.
Okay, and then if you can't, I'm telling you ahead of time, so if you can't, you can let me know. You know.
Oh, let me know the day, and I'll work around it. I don't have a lot scheduled for the first of the year, but I'm real booked in December. So I'm appreciative, and thank you. I like to start the New York culture.
Okay, yes. Okay, so, yes, I will definitely send you out. I will definitely put this together. I will definitely next week talk to my producer and my boss, and we're going to start working on this so this thing can come together. Molasses coming out of
Wait a minute. This person here is WBNN alumni. And, of course, you know, of course, Tina Storm, I hope you get a chance to come on next week on Tuesday for our Oneana show, right? And, you know, be our pleasure to have you honor our most sacred night. And, of course, you know, we can't, you know, tell the world, you know, who Mr. Boston's going to give his outstanding poem to, right, Mr. Boston? Because that's a surprise that night.
See, you already blew it. You already blew it. You already know the cheat. You gave up the secret already, because I was going to come in black.
Nope. So that you know, of course, we voted for the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, our host of the year, and only a few people know who that host of the year is, and that won't be announced until next week, but Mr. Boss has an outstanding poem for that person. So, of course, you're talking to Gina Storm, you know, WBNN alumni, you know, 16 straight All-Star Connection records is amazing. This woman is the epitome of greatness. For all the new listeners that don't really know who this woman is, and, of course, I put her in high standards. And you know my standards are very, very high.
Absolutely. She is a high writer, let me tell you. I've been knowing her for years from DSR, all the way back from DSR. You know, this lady is phenomenal. And if you haven't read any of her work, I suggest you go and find this woman on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, right here, WBNN. You will say, girl, I love you and your work. Believe me, this girl is the bomb. When I say the bomb, she is the bomb. Okay? Now, Gina Storm, show them why you are the bomb.
All right, I want to play this little game that I've been doing lately. I call it number one or number two. You pick the number, I will spit the piece.
Okay. Your mic.
You have to let me know if you want one or two.
Hey, you know what? You can give me two. You deserve that.
No.
You definitely deserve
it. It's two pieces. Two pieces. It's number one or number two. You can pick of the two.
Baby. No. Hold up.
You need them both.
Listen. Am I the director on this platform?
You are.
Okay, give me both of them then.
All right, it's my mic. So this is number one.
Do your thing.
Exceeded my meds. Thank you.
All right.
Exceeded my meds today, yesterday, every day lately. It's been a test or a trial ongoing for a while. All I can say is, ooh, child, this mess has exceeded my meds. It's getting really bad. I'm listening to the voices in my head, and they're winning. I see the bright light of love's patience dimming. The crazy lady inside is about to go Heath Ledger Joker grinning. Plots and schemes, plans and late night dreams all contain mayhem and murder. At least one homicide daily. Every sequence worse than the last. I don't know what's going to happen next. I've been conscious of the things that I'm reading and watching, my capers leading to a coroner's official cause of death as accidental. No jail time to serve. Stronger meds could fix this or not. I shrugged, not even caring whether or not, even a little. Yet, I will eat, drink, sleep, and be calm again. Yeah, any and everything goes wrong in my life and the woes that linger as I fight, I may not be feeling right. If I happen to go outside and I'm seeing bloody snow on the ground right now, you know, never mind. That was merely a daydream. I'm calm now. Don't look good in orange, so lives have been saved. And I beat the raid another day. My small circle is necessary to keep me staying in this place. Right now, I have a smirk kind of smile on my face. In peace.
You know what, Gina? I'm going to tell you something. Because, you know, let me tell you, because I have things wrong with me when it's, I'm 65, so, you know, the body tends to deteriorate after 50. But this one issue that I have from the military, and that is the hearing, because I have 70% loss in one side and 45% loss in the other. So it makes you try to listen very healthily when people are speaking. And so with that, I've learned to hear. I learned to direct my weak side over to my strong side so I can hear better. And I noticed something very beautiful about your speech that I really, really like. You, when you speak, you might not hear it, but I'm going to tell you I hear it. You have a tendency to pause, and you pause right at the right time, and you have never missed a beat. I'm listening to that poem, and you pause 8 times in that poem, and you pause at the exact right time. Man, so I want you to pay attention to that so you can hear it, because you pause, and I think it's such a beautiful thing, because I don't know if you're doing it consciously or subconsciously, but you pause exactly at the right time, okay? And the poems you generate are like, they are like blue star and gold star works of verbal art, okay? Now, Mike, it's still yours.
Thank you. Which is much different. Look, none like number one.
Yeah, well, you know, let me just, well, I know, because let me tell you something. From me knowing you from the start all the way up until now, a lot of your stuff, it has a lot of flavor to it, but it's never the same flavor. You got gumbo, you got fried rice, you got fried okra, you got fried chicken, you got baked fish, you got cream pie, you got carrot cake, you got turkey, you got German chocolate cake with almonds, you got German chocolate cake with nuts, you got German chocolate cake with chocolate drops on it and kisses and Hershey's, and you got grandma's ham when you cook that peach cobbler. Girl, do your thing.
That's a lot of pressure. Here we go. I've titled this one, Naked. Boots unzipped. Biting my bottom lip. Warm socks next. I pray before I get my footies on that I don't have regret. Floor is cold. Got that successfully under my belt. Leggings rolled to the floor. One leg removed slowly and then the other. I pull my sweater over my head. Arms from the sleeve, free. Underneath a favorite tee, it says, I'm probably lying. My mother likes that one too. Wearing a matching bra and panty set, I hang up my coat, scarf, hat, mitten combo to dry. Tea kettle whistles. I head in that direction, grabbing my warm bathrobe for temporary protection. Chill from outside came in with me, you see. As I answer my phone, he says, hello, beautiful. I smile and reply, hello, handsome. It's about to begin. He wants to know me, and I feel likewise. I've seen him naked, and it's currently my turn to reveal myself. I remove my fear, take off my insecurities, wash the shame from my face, scrub away the past pains and hurts in the bathtub as I sipped my cocoa. He loved all of it. Finally shaved my legs and moisturized them afterwards. Every said place has been before will be no more. As I wrap my damp hair in a towel, he's not distracted. He's listening intensely. My honesty and transparency magnetic. I was afraid. Taking your clothes off in front of a man is easy. Being naked takes guts. I like to see where it goes. I'm liking the idea.
Gina Storm. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gina Storm. And this is the reason why Gina is a storm. Because she comes with a tsunami of words. She comes with a hurricane of sentences, and she doesn't whitewash or frost over anything. She says what she says because what she says has meaning. And if you're not paying attention, well, then you won't get the meaning of what she's saying. She's not here on these platforms just to be talking. She's here to teach and educate and show you things. And a lot of times it's things that has happened in her life. Or it's a lot of times, it's like me, she writes some things she's seen in the neighborhood or in the surrounding area or on a trip or on a journey. And a lot of times she is just driving her mental car to present to you something that can help you or might help you along the way. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gina Storm.
Thank you, Mr.
Gina,
Walker.
Baby. Appreciate you, baby. Appreciate you. Appreciate
Likewise.
You. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to have a track. And you know by who? The World International. No, DJ, brother, oh, baby, drop that West Coast one.
I'm tired of that punk shit, where niggas claim to do where they from and who run shit. I bang it to the tip top, can't stop, won't stop, dropping gang bang, hit rock. To the last drip drop, to the tick tock, to the block, niggas rip blocks. I'm doing that this shit hot, this your first introduction to this motherfucker. It's time to research the documents and pull some files and put it down with this gangster style. Cause I've been seeing niggas being more aggressive now. After peace treaty meetings and the weapons down. Sports chefs remember once it was Nikes and sandals. To me it's unlikely that you're shiesty and scandalous. To manage this dramaticness I call my rep. Every step stay on deck, keeping busting the check. Certified murder guide through the streets of death. Where to sleep you slept, soon as your weakness met. From that real killer bill, get your stealing match. Niggas have done dead, willing steal a blast. Pockets filled with cash, fuck a bins a day. Looking rough in the bucket, tucking tins and mags. Wrong shit, phone flips, loans and clock. Lick shots at the cops and control your block. Keep it true with the proof from the old and new. By providing them with guys like you're supposed to do. Know the two, participate in all the activity. That's how we live in G, strictly killer tendencies. So that's to all my enemies. And to the homies that rest in peace, a dumb bag and Hennessy. These weak niggas killing me. With their proclivity to even proclamate that they as real as me. I'm tired of that punk shit. What they just claim to do. Where they from and who run shit. I'm banging to the tip top. Stop, won't stop, drop the gangbang, hit rock. To the last drip drop, to the tick-tock, to the block, niggas rip glocks. I'm knowing that this shit hot. This your first introduction to this motherfucking trip.
Crap. Talk shit, and I'ma bust your lip. I'm getting chips in the summer, in the 9-6 summer in D.C. Fucking with a breezy, E.C. C.W.C. All we can see, G, all we can G, the Eastside family. Coherent, cohesive, the co-pilot. On this Eastside shit, cuz I'm co-signing. On the East, fuck peace, we riding violent. Fuck where you been, it's all about where I've been. Sirens, gunshots, blood clock, shit pop. When they all try to knock, knock, who is it? Visit the papers, the streets, and the labels. We got the hottest shit burning on the turntables. I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider, and you don't wanna fuck with me, yeah, yeah.
I'm tired of that punk shit, when they complain the gun, where they from and who run shit. I'm banging to the tip top, can't stop, won't stop, drop the gang bang, hit rock. To the last rip drop, to the tick tock, to the block, niggas rip glocks. I'm knowing that this shit hot, this your first introduction to this motherfucking trip hop.
C-C-R-I-B, cause that's all we G. I'm from
gangster crip, and I'ma tell you how shit don't see. Now if I wasn't rapping, motherfucker, y'all be starving. On my nuts without bucks like Norvitch. You can't sleep, you can't eat, look, I'm starving. Written bill paid, but still gotta be a slave. Flip your own money, make your own profit, get your own heat. In case a niggas try to stop and be your boss, hog about your money, low, low, and trust no one. Anybody can get the smoke, smoke, like a fat ass blunt of that bomb shit. Have a babysitter, set that ass up, a chip, chips, ahoy. Niggas ran in with toys. If you didn't see them, it's the East Side Boys. We be bombing like a motherfucker good. Dirty Dale, Lil Zag, Lil J, Lil Jug. 2 times, 3 times on your motherfucking ass. Keep it OG, nigga, rewind the past. It's just another day in 40 dust. Nigga struck, is you hustle? Do you relate to drugs, mother? If so, grab a nine, start the trip. But remember, don't let nobody talk you out your grip, nigga.
Downtown Drew, man, East Side is the greatest. And none of y'all can fade us away.
Baby, y'all know what? You know, I got to give it to the DJ. I just got to give it to him because he came with that West Coast swing. Boy, boy, boy. I don't know if he had me in mind or whether he was just trying to imbue me with that West Coast swing. But he did that thing. You know what I'm saying? He did that thing, you know. So with that being said, let me say something. This our black woman. And no, I'm not trying to be detrimental to the black woman because I love the black woman with all my heart. But some of you act just like what I'm about to talk about. And it's not necessary because all you have to do is be honest. And I get it, black woman, because you're only mimicking what some black men do. And you learn from the things that black men have done over the course of years and centuries, and I get it. But sometimes a black woman does the wrong thing to a good man and literally destroys a good man. And a lot of times a black woman emasculates a good man instead of trying to build them. So I encourage you to think about going into 2024, encourage the black man to be much better than he was in 2023. And black man, I want you to be encouraged enough and be instilled in yourself that you go out in 2024 and educate yourself to the highest manner that you possibly can, so you can be in touch with your feminine energy. So if you're in touch with your feminine energy, you can be in touch with that woman that you with, and you can vibe together to bring in the new year with a purpose of coming into the new year without turmoil and upsetting the relationships. Okay, so I'm going to say this. black woman, since you really act like you don't understand, I need you to let me be the fluid concept of our harmony. Because I said I, because this is supposed to be us and we, the foundation of unity. Well beyond individual, and yes, you maintain individuality. Yet, us and we maintain us in oneness. Please do not miss the universal lesson to I love you until time decides to stop calculating itself. I love you even if you don't honestly love me back. You must think to understand, but black woman, yes, you black girl, I said that. I love you until time decides to stop. Even if you don't believe me, the love I have for you is forever. Even when I'm long gone, because my loving footprints are imprinted in your heart. Know that, black woman. So together we glow brighter than the sun and the moon. Combining is the love we so search for. Like I said, meant what I said. Love you until time. Stop calculating its own time. And that's Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicles. And another track from the world internationally known DJ Brother O.
Bow Wow. What's up,
God
cat?
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a motherfucking doghouse battle cat collaboration right here. You know this motherfucker bang got to be. Straight West Coast stand. People square. I bang with the gang that don't need no intro. We run from East Long Beach to West South Central. Credentials to kick flows and rip shows. Dip foes and pimp hoes while the end don't blow. You know that West Coast low mentality. Focused on reality but living in a whole nother galaxy. We keep it straight hard, don't guard the spot. Bang and snatch chains in the parking lot. Don't matter, it still be fine hoes together. Pick about the thickest bitch and I got to have her. It's routine to coop clean, let's hit the show. You know we all fucking once they glimpse the phone. The satin in my hand, pack the gat on my lap. Cause it's hating when you're skating and your pockets is fat.
Right.
Don't act for a minute like your ass surprised. Just recognize the real way the gangsters cry.
If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. So all the real niggas stay gangsted up. We making paper suckers only claim to touch. By sticking to the script and never changing up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. Keep it real, motherfuckers, stay gangsted up.
It's going down, motherfuckers. Like that. Sound like Battle Cat. And upstairs with that. And then I can don't stop. I hope nobody don't call the cops. It don't stop. The beat to make it pop lock. Not better yet, cuz the city keep your Glock cock. You think I'm trippin'? Fool, I ain't bullshittin'. You better read up on the shit to keep the ladies non-fiction. Watch out for the friction. This West Coast on mine and fuck anybody dissin', nigga, listen. Doghouse South, cause I'm a gangster crib. See walking holding on the extra clip. Now you wanna be a friend, but you gon' make me unload and slap the other clip in below. You wanna go toe to toe, set my pistol down on the ground, on the pound, nigga, hell no.
I'm playing gangster up, cause it just lives in me. And when I feel enough, I guess that's when I'll be somebody. Once they ever really see, nigga, don't speak on me. I won't die, so let me be. We all from the street, somebody.
I'm a Long Beach Eastside, mad ass lunatic, gang bang, slap a bitch nigga out to get a grip. On the grind, getting mine, ask the homies on the 9-2-0, you know. We still own niggas who talk bitch shit. Real niggas feel this, let's get rich. Under the sun, with the young 2-1, TLC, and all the DPG. Down for whatever, whoever wanna see me now. You looking like me, I guess you wanna be me now. It take a whole lot to be Snoop Deep or Dub. You gotta put it down and always stay G'd up. All-star shoes with the G apparel. If I fall in the club, I might bust a pair of Stacey abs. You never catch me looking R&B. I might be in a 3-piece suit looking way OG. Blazing the apps with the homie cat. A rough dog, cause I love putting hustlers on the map.
I keep it gangster for show though, low. And always got the motherfucking dodo smoke. For all my lopes and kin folks, this is for y'all. Let me hit something, dog. Beware my click. We hopping and dropping. Nothing but the gangster shit. If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. For all my real niggas, stay gangsted up. We making paper suckers only claim to touch. By sticking to the script and never changing up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the phone. Keep it real, motherfucker, stay gangsted up. Gangsta, ha ha, doghouse. Something for the 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Doghouse. Trade E, Goldie Low. Yeah. My nigga Battle Cat on the beat.
For sure.
Busted for life.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
West Side.
West Side. West Side.
Yeah. You can't spell the West without the ES. Oh yeah. We connecting, y'all. That's how we do it.
Do it to
him. Do it. And we out.
See ya.
See ya.
High Selfie fell out in the spirit, y'all. The one and only Jeffrey Sanders fell out in the spirit. And, of course, my music does that in, you know, to all the folks out there in the world. So, of course, what more can I say? The Boston Chronicles has been an outstanding performance. And that's what it is. It's a wonderful transition to something that's near and dear to our hearts. And there he is now. You know what, though? You know, the Holy Ghost has made him fall out. Because I'm just that good.
Sometimes, you know, you just have to sit and pause and see what other people are going to say. You have to, the platform cannot always be about you. The platform has to be about people. Hat form has to be about wisdom and knowledge and love and giving and holding and supporting other people. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I can't stress this enough. We are going into a new year. In this new year, we have to look at the whole world as a whole. We have to look what's going over in Israel and how it's going to affect America. We got to look what's going on in Africa and Somalia to see how it's going to affect the United States of America. Because what I'm talking about is we are going to experience something in 2024 that we have never, ever experienced in our lives, and we're going to expect the government to take care of the issue. But the government, what's going to happen is the government can't do anything about it. So we're going to have to come together, and we're going to have to pray hard, and we're going to have to pray strong, because what's going to happen in 2024 only God can make right. Believe me, we are about to have an influx of starving, uneducated, non-housed people. And what we used to have, we don't have anymore, because all of those resources are going to those homeless people. So I'm telling you, start putting away if you haven't. Start putting away the 10 cents, the 20 cents, the 30 cents, the dollar that under the mat in the car that you throw in the kitchen in the cabinet. All of those food stuff that's a month to 2 months away from expiring, don't just let it sit up on the shelf and then and spoil and expire. Give it to somebody that is worthy. You know, give it to somebody that's need, because we all need, but we should never let stuff go to waste. Time is, and life is too precious, you know. So with that being said, I love you all. I love you all. So we're going to give, it's Ngozi time now. I love you all. So I'll see you in a minute.
Go help yourself, fucker.
Ngozi.
Up in the motherfucking doghouse. Eastside shit. You know this finna be a monster. Godzilla.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go.
Niggas talking shit. Bitches on my dick. Skate so swift. Bumping this shit. Beat made by Swiss. So you niggas can't trip, huh?
Everywhere I go.
Niggas give me props. Bitches give me cock. Hustlers on the block. Buses get shot. Play a hater jock. And pray the day I stop. Cause
everywhere I go.
I'm quick to start rapping. Down for straight jacking. Don't ask me what happened. If your gun start clapping. Nigga, I was rapping. Why you was acting, girl? Posted, getting drunk, smoking, khaki chuck, smoking, pistol grip, toting, always go for broken love, living life loking.
Everywhere I go, I see we just rubbing off on the whole motherfucking gang.
Everywhere I go,
some be hating, some rotating, most be faking so they get they hopes taken. Since I don't be chasing you hoes, I be shaking, cause
everywhere I go.
Big ass switching, yeah. Quick cash pimping, swift ass kicking, zigzag twisting, fist glass sipping.
Everywhere I go,
don't get quiet, niggas start a riot. Take off like pilots, young gangsters try. In it for the highest, you can't deny it, man.
Everywhere I go,
motherfuckers trying to bang, niggas running game. Suckers getting played, player bitches getting paid. Stay gangsta every day, placing snitches in the grave.
Everywhere
somebody thought the game was dead. The game ain't dead. These niggas are scared.
Everywhere I go.
Packed up sales. Dirty ass jails. Sneaky ass nails. Hot like hell. Funky shit that smell. Clean your fingernails, man.
Everywhere I go.
Redneck cops. X-Pills pop. FedEx boxes and dope getting chopped. Sacks getting clocked and lacks getting dropped.
Everywhere I go.
Going off in the sea. Bitches next to me. Taking some ecstasy. Want some sex for me. It's all G. Nigga can't shoot shit. Cause
everywhere I go.
Parks full of sex. Marks get checked. Hard niggas vets. Bullet scores on their chest. Start trying to test. I hope the Lord got you blessed, nigga.
Everywhere I go.
From Spain to Maine, we here to change the game. Ain't a motherfucking thing change. You know what I'm saying, man?
Everywhere I go.
Let this motherfucker jump. Let the bitches get crump. I got a room after Trump. Later on, we can slump. Let the speaker thump and watch these whole thump, cuz.
Everywhere I go.
Niggas serve bones. Niggas swerve crumb. Yeah. Bitches turn wrong and other bitches turn don't. Think it ain't so, then you must have heard wrong.
Everywhere I go.
Streets always catch me with some heat. On my way to fuck a freak. Back up, you fuck the geek. In and out of sheets while your ass be sleep, cuz.
Everywhere I go.
I stand on the set. Demand my respect.
Right.
My hand on the tech or the magnum on deck.
Nigga.
You ain't gotta guess. I represent it to the death, nigga.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere we go. Motherfucking cups down, nigga. It's going down up in this motherfucker. Swiss beats, rough ride, east side. Yeah, yeah. Little something for all my niggas down in the dirty, dirty. All my niggas on the ES. Yeah, yeah. Nigga, every motherfucker where I go, I keep that bomb ass weed on me. Yeah, got a bad bitch waiting for me in the hotel room.
Listen. listen, listen, listen. Compton, California, Compton, California. That's where I'm from, Kemp Avenue. You know what time it is, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to my cousin Trafina and my little cousin Bilal, my little cousin Katrina, you know what I mean? You know, Trafina, thank you so much for being a part of my life all these years, you know what I mean, supporting me just like down in Port Arthur, Texas, to my wonderful, wonderful cousin Valerie Kenner. And this show is dedicated to my cousin Patricia Scott, who passed away in 2017 on this night. And Patricia and Valerie were the ones that were on with me and Ricky R. Jones back in the day of Halcyon Days, okay? Halcyon Days production. Before there was a Beverly Nation 2012, celebrating my 11th year of broadcasting. I feel like Mr. Boston Sanders. I've been here for a little bit. And, of course, you know, Beverly Nation 10 years, next year 11, next year 12 for me. And I'm so proud. So, of course, I'm bringing on, you know, the last calls of the night before I go into Ngozi time. One caller, you know, in Excelsior has had an outstanding year. You know, 8 championships, you know, a dual host, and a person that I really admire. You know, she stepped up when we needed someone to step up when it came out to our Latin community, and I'm really proud of her. The wonderful Tiana Speaks, and, you know, just talk to Mr. Boston. Mr. Boston is muted. Because now it's Ngozi time, but anything you want to say to Mr. Boston for the next 3 minutes?
Yes. Yes, I just wanted to, well, since I have 3 minutes, I'll, you know, just want to say that I appreciate a lot of the words that he says, you know, on the show and even online. A lot of times he, sorry about that, a lot of times he articulates my thoughts, you know, with better than I can about a lot of different things. When it comes to relationships, things I've thought before, like, wow, okay, this person gets it, this person, like, understands, you know, how I feel. But also, just things in life in general, I love the way he speaks. I love the way he articulates his thoughts. And I definitely wanted to call in and support his show. I won't comment on the things I want to comment on because it's not enough time. But I just want to let him know I appreciate him. And I hope that, you know, he's doing well and doing better. And, you know, I just wanted to be a support. By the way, Mr. Boston, this is Tiana Speaks, and because I know you're listening. So I just wanted to call in and let him know that because he didn't get to hear me last month, you know, when I called in. So I definitely wanted to call in this month. And support, you know, definitely give him my support because there are certain things, like even when certain people I know are going through things, and sometimes when I'm reading some of the things that he writes, I'm like, wow. I never thought about it like this. And even when he says things on the radio, a lot of times I'm like, I never thought about that. Gives me things to ponder, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate you, Brother O. So on that note, my next show is December 6th, Yo Nací Para Amarte, and my other show is December 15th, The Power of Thoughts. Please tune in at 9:30 p.m., everyone. And thank you for being one of our 24 million listeners. Everyone, have a great night.
Well, first of all, Tiana, I'm not going to let you go that quick. You know, next Tuesday is a secret night, and you're part of that. And it is, you know, the 6th annual Honors and Orny. And, of course, what you have done is amazing. It's going to be announced, of course, you know, with Clever One giving you a presentation of the Linear New Host of the Year, the Class of 2023, the Sonia Griffin Award. And this young lady, 8 championships, 6 with The Power of Thought, 2 with Yo Nací Para Amarte. Before I let you go, how do you feel about O&E honors, hearing John Facenda's voice before the show, and all the people going to be honored this year? Before I let you talk, you know, we're going to honor Sonia Griffin this year with the Governor's Award presented by Andrea Presley. And then, you know, a very sacred moment, the enshrinement in the National Hall of Fame, and that's the Internet Radio Hall of Fame of Miss Angela Thomas Smith. And then the first ever Most Improved Broadcaster Award to Ricardo Richard. And then you, and then you guys will know who you guys voted for the most important award of our network, the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about O&E honors?
I feel as though it's like, amazing because everybody will be there once it's like, you know, not everybody is able to call in every day, but that night everybody will be just one. And I appreciate all the hosts and everything they've done because without them, I wouldn't be here. They paved the way for me. So to see them get things, you know, things that are excellent and to have their name, you know, their legacy just continue to be wonderful and amazing. I'm very proud of everyone on this network. Every single person. I love every single person. I just feel good to be a part of it because this feels like my family. This is not just, oh, I'm a radio host, look at me. This is, look at my family. Look at my sisters. Look at my brothers. Look how wonderful that they are. And you can still see them even after All the Honors. It's just amazing just to be able to experience and be a part of their legacy. Just to be here to just witness it is amazing for me. That's the most exciting part for me, just to see them be so happy and that their hard work has paid off. And I appreciate every person, you know, because of they, I feel appreciated. I feel valued by my hosts, you know, my fellow hosts. I feel valued. I feel loved. I feel supported. And I appreciate each one of them that's listening. And, you know, even though they're not, I appreciate. Because, you know, they can always go back and listen to the archives, just like we all can.
That's right.
So
I got somebody I'd like to talk to you very quickly in 30 to 40 seconds. A person that won the Linear New Host of the Year, if she's still available, Miss Gina Storm. Remember that moment that you guys, you and King Cadis, who passed away, and, of course, Desire won that award in 2019?
Yeah, for me, it was one of the most surreal things ever. Like, I always feel like, you know, just being nominated is great. Coming in week after week and doing what we do is because of what we love and the people communicating and making a difference. So winning was like the cherry on top.
Now, you're talking to someone, Tiana, you're talking about legacy. And I'm going to get that last caller in. But you talk about legacy. You're talking to Gina Storm, Tiana Speaks, a person who was part of a trio, okay, that won the Linear New Host of the Year for the class of 2019. Very quickly, talk to Gina Storm in 30 seconds.
All right. So I want to know, how do you feel now listening to all of the shows that you're listening to now, being as though you are a part of our legacy at WBNN?
I think that year after year, it just becomes better, and the hosts become more seasoned, and the product is at a higher standard of excellence. I can say I learned a lot. I use everything that I used, that I learned there, everywhere that I go, because I'm still in the industry. I'm just alum now. But I love to call in whenever I can and support every show that I can listen to because of that feeling that you were expressing. It is a family feeling that you cannot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a good thing. And then to win an award for doing something that you love with people that you love, it doesn't get any better.
Yeah. Listen now, you're talking about a person, Tiana Speaks, that, you know, in her own singular performances, right? Because she's not a rookie when she came with her own show because she was already here at WBNN. But this young lady had 16 consecutive all-time connection records.
Mm.
From 0 to 16. That's the legacy of O&E.
It is. It's true story. It's one of the best things ever. Like I said, you will learn things here that you'll use all your life. So.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Thank you, Gina.
You're welcome. Thank y'all. Congratulations.
Our wonderful WBNN alumni, the outstanding Gina Storm, part of our legacy. You know, all the new hosts, listen to Gina Storm. And, of course, congratulations to the 2023 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year with the Sony Griffin Award for Excellence, the outstanding, loving, and honorable. You know, move. Yeah, I don't usually get speechless, but it's amazing what Tiana has done on this network. primed her last year to be part of us, and to see her go to greatness is just amazing. And I have one more person I want to bring on. Hopefully he's up. You know, Ricardo Rashard, you there? Ricardo, you there? I know he's a teacher, so I know, you know what I mean, things happen. But, you know, that young man is amazing in itself, because he is the first ever new category, most improved host of the year. And, you know, that is amazing. And that, and also, next year, of the four that will be voted next year, never know who that person will come banging in that four that can be part of the most improved host of the year. So you can win most improved host and host of the year. So it can be done. It can be done. And of course, I'm going to go through time, man. I cannot believe this wonderful show tonight. And I appreciate all the folks out there in the comments.
Mobbing, straight bailing through the east side. Never had a sight to ride, but I'm still mobbing. Dope dealers to the fullest. I keep my Glock stuffed with rocks, so watch out for the bullets. East side, young niggas boating them chucks, never giving a fuck, so watch out for the come up. Them east side niggas be the grip craziest. Ride with my niggas, fool, we gon' die for this. No need to be a punk, just dump when I say so. Empty the clip, another block, let's go. I don't give a fuck about some posted what. So they slide me the max so I can rip shit up. Finish with this missing, so listen to what's cracking. We ain't rolling with you niggas that scared to do the jacking. The plan don't stop, nigga, fuck the cops. If a nigga snip, be the first nigga to drop. That's on my gang, we ride like Mack Dub trucks. You know them niggas on the east side be giving it up. Just blast for me, and I'ma blast for you. When I'm in jail, get cash, and I'ma mask for you. That's on the real, homeboy, don't let me down. I clown homeboy and I bang the pound.
The inside us, what define us is we riders. And when we come through, real niggas stand beside us. Killers, cut throats, and connivers. Bringing it to live and leaving no survivors. We the east side us, what define us is we riders. Real niggas stand beside us. Killers, cut throats, and connivers. Bringing it to live we the east side.
I still wear the same pair of khakis least 3 days. Snappy ass French braids and it ain't no thing. Hang with motherfuckers wanted for all types of crimes. Plus them little bitty niggas on their bikes with nines. On the grind, know I rhyme, nigga, times is hard. Got jugs of water buried all across my yard. One time on my line trying to find the cause. Toss a nigga in the street and reach up under my balls. Guns cocked, mug shots, still blocked and locked down. But I done made it too far to stop now. Results of a banger, the most I'm a danger. No hope for those who come too close to the chamber. Bitches loving, I'm a gangster, so fuck it. No matter if I have to, I get at them in a bucket. Tucking in my shirt, no, that shit don't work. First look, say I'm a crook that did dirt for the turf. How I talk, how I walk when I stalk the street. Guarantee who try to see me come across defeat. It's an east side lifestyle, wild and foul. Going out, putting it down, saying fuck the trap. Aim is to be famous with major loot. A gang of juice in case I got to bring the troops. And everybody know the east side, the craziest. Some motherfuckers knowin' ain't no fake niggas.
We the east side us, what define us is we riders. And when we come through, real niggas stand beside us. Killers, cutthroats, and connivers. Bringing it to live, it's leaving no survivors. We the east side us, what define us is we riders. Real niggas stand beside us. Killers, cutthroats, and connivers. Bringing it to live, it's we the east side us.
East side.
All my folks out there, you know what I mean, Kemp Avenue, I'm from Compton, California, y'all, and I'm going to make sure I represent that to the fullest to the day I die. And, of course, all the folks out there that love us on a constant basis, thank you for what you've done for us on a constant basis. All of the year, 24 million people, you know, and growing. Hopefully, at the end of the year, we hit 25. Never know what can happen, but I'm so proud of what we do on a constant basis. And of course, Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia was listening tonight and she loved this program. And what more can I say that hadn't been said? You know, I'm going to make sure this gets real quick, but we have the International Net Radio Hall of Fame broadcast and lifetime achiever for 1 minute to bring his voice on, the wonderful Huni Baka-Tun. see if he can do it.
Hey, please, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, man, real quick, man, I want to bring you on, man. You're such a legend on the network, man. You know, two-time Anna Wardell Award winner, lifetime achiever. You know, it's amazing, and I love you, man. So for the next 2 minutes, talk to Mr. Boss who's listening, and then I'm going to Ngozi time.
I just want to say, man, that I love the living legend, man. I appreciate all and everything that you are. You are definitely a divine gift, sit down from all in all, man. And I can't thank you enough for patronizing me and co-hosting on my show, We Will Aware You, man. Love you. Keep up the great work, okay? Love you, too, Hall of Fame four times.
Well, first of all, I'm going to, you know, include you in this. Congratulations to Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders, on his 12th WBNN All-Time Connection record with the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late great Hall of Famer tonight. How about that? Very outstanding,
yes.
Magic Man Haru.
Yes, yes, way to go. I want to give you a standing ovation, but I'm on the bus.
Oh, Lord. Bye, Hooney. But listen, you know, that person there that I talked to is a legend and someone that's admired in our network. And, you know, we love Hooney Bakaturn. And congratulations again on Mr. Boston's 12th all-time connection record. The things he's been through and the gain of championship tonight is really outstanding to me. And it's like, you know, it's a winning moment. It is a championship feeling. And I'm so proud of him. Tomorrow night, we come right back on this network with a true champion, the 2022 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, who will be presenting Tiana Speaks at On the Honor. Clever One. Standing up to 6, 9:30 Eastern, Standard Time, on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. You know, they ain't caught up yet. Formerly known as Twitter. Ola Belly Malay, where it goes here, Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ola, they lay that. Go to my and gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Belly Malay, where it goes here, also known as your honeybee, Olaski. On turntables 1 and 2 for you, and especially you. Saying goodnight, good luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio, supporters on a constant basis. And now back to a man that's been on internet radio for 14 years. Longer than Beverly Nation has been in existence. A true legend of poetry. The renegade. A person that people say you can't work with. But I do. A person that said he'll never make it. But he does. A person that said he'll never get a championship. But he do. Mr. Boston. Hey, but Mr. Boston, don't get teary-eyed now. Come on, Boston. We need you to talk tonight, man. I know. I know it's a lot, man, but we really appreciate you, what you've done for us here, you know, at Beverly Nation. And you are a champion and just a good person, a good man. And we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. You know, I'm going to bring on Gina, because I know that Mr. Boston really, really is emotional. Gina Storm, you know, it's amazing what WBNN does, right? It causes a lot of emotions, right? You were here, you know, with the perfect storm, right? And the greatness of our network, the greatness of our legacy, going to On the Honors next Tuesday. I want you to close out our show tonight.
You want me to say a few words? Or you want me to give you keys?
Yeah, I want you to read. I just want you to talk about our network and the influences of so many people that came before you. Well, of course, Anna Wardell, right? I wouldn't know you.
Yes, absolutely.
Anna. And then, of course, you know, the people who don't even know who you are. And it's amazing. The legacy of WBNN. For the next 5 minutes, I want you to just talk You know, I know you not use your heart, Miss Capricorn. Let's get it.
Right. I will say this, because everything that you do in life, you're going to take something away from it. And my time here at this network, on this platform, with these wonderful people, has always felt warm. And there's a level of trust. You know, they trust you to bring a good product. You trust them to support. I've never been at a network where the hosts of other shows come on to support like they do here. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And I've had podcasts on 5 networks. So I know that for a certainty. It's not just something that I, you know, speculated about. Or, you know, I had a decent outing with the last network, but this next one wasn't quite up to par. But no, if I had to have a bar for excellence in broadcast, in poetry, in information, music, like Jerry Potato bringing on amazing talents, the kinds of things, Kuni Bakatuni, I can't tell you how many things I learned from him. Sitting on the front porch with Sister Betsy, one of the best times of my life in the history of poetry. Her realness, her down-home spirit, personality, her truth and her honesty and education. She taught me things. Mr. Boston teaches me things. DJ Honeybee, you play songs that people don't even know sometimes, and I'm just even surprised what you have in your crates. So this is excellence on a level in which I have never experienced prior to, nor have I since. So when it comes to getting it right, you figured that out. And I see the formula, and it works. And everyone who comes through here or who remains or was here who passed away, part of that legacy, and it's all family. It's a beautiful thing.